So it's my very great pleasure to welcome you all today to The Pen is Mightier Than the Sword, presenting a Big Sky special guest, Ewart Ayalak, in conversation with Grant Woodhams. Same as before, housekeeping, phones on silent, please, and if there's an emergency, we follow the festival staff. And as in the other sessions, there'll be time at the end of this session for questions, and then also book signing will take place down near the bookshop at the end of the hall here. So Ewart Ayalak is an emerging West Australian writer whose short story, The Lost Girl of Padjuma, was anthologised by Margaret River Press in Ways of Being Here. He was also a panellist at the 2017 Perth Writers Festival, and his memoir, Father of the Lost Boys, was shortlisted for the 2018 City of Fremantle Hungerford Award. His memoir was published by Fremantle Press in 2020. Soon to be? Yes. Ewart is a former child refugee from South Sudan and was part of the globally known Lost Boys of Sudan. His story is striking, harrowing and engaging. Ewart is joined by Grant Woodhams. Thank you, Grant, former Speaker of the House, journalist and all-round media personality. Please join me in making Ewart and Grant feel very welcome today. Thank you very much.
Morning, Ewart. We both have voices which are probably loud enough to do without these things, but we'll try it for a while and maybe we'll stand up and talk to each other. I felt a little bit this morning like I was in a boxing ring when I came in here because you were over there and you're my opponent. We're over the other side for introductions, and Trudy. Thank you, Trudy. I just want to say once again to Stephen Canane that I thought that your presentation this morning was exceptional. I don't have to say these things, but I think it's really, really important that you are acknowledged in public. I mean, you have been before, I know. I'm sorry, you're not going to talk to Stephen for a moment.
Move along, Sean.
But the more we hear that stuff, I think the better off we all are. Yeah. I spoke to Ewart on Wednesday morning at the Ocean Centre Hotel. I thought he'd buy me a cup of coffee. Didn't happen. Got my own. We tried to work out.
I think I'm the guest here.
Yeah, you are. Tried to work out what we talked about, and you know, maybe Trudy, we should have just recorded that because it's brilliant, absolutely sensational. So, unlike most people I interview, I've actually read the book. Sometimes I just look at the thing on the back there and
wing it.
Google and wing it, yeah. And I do it really well.
We know.
But Ewart, I think the important thing is your dad. That's where I want to start with this. Who has read The Lost Boys? A couple of you. Read it. This is a dedication, I think, to your father.
Yes, it is. So it was mainly my father's story. And it's his legacy I wanted to really preserve. So, yes, it is a dedication, not only to him, though, but to the millions of people that were affected in the war. Yeah.
Your dad's in Perth at the moment?
Yes, correct. So my dad came to visit before COVID, and he's been stuck here since. So it's worked out pretty well.
And what's he reckon about the book?
I carried him throughout the whole journey, so he was the first one to read the first draft and has had a lot of input, but he's very impressed and very proud of what we've been able to achieve, and the reaction has been overwhelming, really, from all over the country. So, yeah.
So you're different to the rest of us in here. Oh, no, there's a couple that might be...
I think there's two gentlemen there, like me. I'm surprised. Yeah.
Do you know these people?
Yes, I know them.
Okay.
They're relatives.
Oh, no. Serious? Are they both from South Sudan?
Yes, they're from South Sudan.
Okay. Yeah. So not everyone in South Sudan looks like this. Yeah. Long and streaky and lean and yeah.
Mean
tall. Yeah.
Not so mean.
No. Okay. Welcome. It's nice to have you here. Why did you end up in Australia?